Hello, and welcome back to Tailspin. This is your host, Jody Young, and I am so happy to be back, and I hope you've missed me, and I hope you're excited to get the show started, because I am not going to bore you with the details. Well, I guess I owe you a little bit of an explanation. I'm just a procrastinator. My laptop died, and then I had to upgrade my desktop, and for most people, that's like a 1 to 2 hour kind of deal. Me, it took a couple of months. All right, a few months. All right, don't hate me. I'm a procrastinator, but don't be a procrastinator, okay? So since I have not put up my own live Tailspin show for quite a while, I have been going around other storytelling shows that take place here in Manhattan. And up next, we have a segment from Strip Stories, which is hosted by Miss Margot Lightman, which you've heard here earlier on Tailspin. Check out her episode again, if you'd like. And Miss Julia Rossi. And they both co-host the Strip Stories out of Mo Pitkins. I think the first Wednesday of every month is an excellent show. I urge you to go out and check it out. Mo Pitkins is located on Avenue A, I believe 53 Avenue A, between 2nd and 3rd. I'm sure there's probably a website for that, for stripstories.com or something. Google it. Kids, you know how to find stuff. Little back info. Strip Stories is based, they're basically stories of a sexual nature. And the theme of the story series that I recorded were my first blank. And the storytellers filled in whatever that blank was. Therefore, you take sex, you take my first time, and hilarity. Up next, we have Mr. Greg Wallach performing for your listening pleasure. He's a regular at the Moth Story Slam at the New Regan Cafe, obviously here in Manhattan as well. His story is actually a story of a series of firsts, all in one night. Are you ready? Good. Me too. Everyone, Mr. Greg Wallach.
Thank you. A little tangled in the cords there, Mo Pitkins, but it's okay. How's everybody doing? Good, good. I'm going to share a little story with you. There are a couple of firsts in this story, more than one. And I'll let you know as we get to them what they are. But I don't know, it's kind of interesting because I feel like when you're a performer in New York or just a citizen in New York, people always have this idea that we have these really exciting lives, that we're having that we're having sex like all the time, like it's exactly like Sex in the City. But for, I don't know about you guys, you all look, you're all amazingly hot, probably true for all you. But that's just not the case to me. Like, you know, and really, I'm 36 years old, and as I'm getting older, I'm just really looking for a guy who's, like, into jerking off and taking naps. Because really, that's about all I have energy for. And maybe blowjobs while we're listening to NPR on Sunday. But that's about it. So I do date here and there in the city, and I went on a date recently with a guy, and he was obsessed with Oprah Winfrey, like obsessed with Oprah Winfrey. And we were sitting there on the date, and he kept looking at me, and he kept saying things to me like, Greg, it is so amazing to be here with you now on this date. I am working on being the best me that I can be. I am being the capital who of who I am. And you know, I think it's okay to want to be the capital who of who you are. I just don't think Oprah wants you to say that part out loud. But the date is going really badly, and I can barely stand talking to this guy anymore. But then he asks me if I want to go back to his apartment. And I say, okay, sure. Because, you know, even though the date's not going well, who knows, something might happen. And so, that's just a gay guy thing. But we go back to his place, and we're sitting there, and he puts his hand on my leg. And we're sort of kissing and making out, and he moves his hand up. And he stops, and he says, because of who you are, I know a lot of men probably haven't touched you this way. And when he said that, I was thinking in my head, oh my God, could you just suck it? Could you just? But he didn't. And I went home. Mad at Oprah Winfrey. But I was just like, what does a guy have to do to get a break around here in the city, you know? And you know that saying how they say, things always happen when you're not really looking for them. Well, that turned out to be totally true. Because just the other night, I'd gone out to see a show with a friend, and we got in a cab, and he goes, you want to share a cab home? And I said, sure. And it was just a friend, nobody that I'd really had any designs on before. And we're sitting there in the cab, and he says, Greg, can I give you a blowjob? And I said, what? Like right here, right now? I had to sort of pretend like, oh my gosh, but really, I was like already unbuttoning my pants. Right here, right now, as I pull my pants down. And sure enough, we start getting some things happening in the back of the cab. And that is the first verse in the story, my first blowjob in the back of the New York City cab. And we're sort of driving down the street in the cab, and he's down there sort of, you know, doing a great job. And we're kind of getting into it, and then he says out of nowhere, and I apologize to any children or proper ladies in the room. He says out of nowhere, yeah, come on, fuck my mouth. And then right then the cab driver says, hey, what are you guys doing back there? And my friend looks at that and stops and says, oh, we're just talking. Of course, because that's what people say to each other when they're just talking in the back of a cab. So then he's sort of, you know, still doing it. And then, you know, we're trying to play cool because now we're nervous. We feel like the cab driver's onto us. And then, you know, it's going really well. And I'm getting close to that moment. He says, Greg, hurry up. We're only 4 blocks from my house. You've got to come. We're only 4 blocks from my house. And then all of a sudden I freeze up and I think, I cannot work under that kind of pressure. 4 blocks? 4 blocks? And so, but eventually, somehow, I did work it out within the 4 blocks. And we get to his house, and he sort of straightens up and gets out of the cab. And then he looks in to say goodbye, and he throws me some money, and he goes, here's my half for the cab. And then I think, okay, well, see you later, call me, let's go see a movie. But then I look down, and he had given me $60. And the cab fare was only $10. And this was apparently, this is first number two, my first time being a prostitute. In the back of a cab in New York City. $50 then, I got the blowjob. That's pretty good. So, but here's the thing, you think a blowjob in the back of a cab is like super sexy, like it's all super sexy. But the thing that they don't really tell you about is then the ride that happened from his house to my house. And I'm sitting in the back seat in silence, and I couldn't. I'm pretty sure the cab driver knows what's happened. And so I do that thing where I'm like, hey, we've been really lucky this winter. Not a lot of bad weather, right? And he's like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm so busted. And so we get to my house, and he said, sir, let me help you. And I go, no, I'm fine. But he runs around the outside of the cabin, opens the door, and I'm still kind of pulling stuff together, you know? And I'm just so humiliated and so embarrassed, but also pretty lucky. I felt pretty lucky. So I just decided, pay it forward. So I gave the cabbie $60.
Wow, awesome story, right? Speaking of paying it forward, why don't you do that and come back to Tailspin real soon? And of course, this is your host, Jody Young. And tune in next time when we will have one of the hosts of Strip Stories, Julia Rossi, telling one of her stories about her first dot, dot, dot.